Just gonna have to do it, that's all.
Oh, boss, that's so much trouble.
Trouble or not, I've got to get my sleep. Now go ahead and do it.
All right.
Now, here are your bad radio hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
I don't understand what is required there, but...
Think about it.
Booth by Karen Laser Center and Home Theater Design Group. Unless anything has changed drastically since I've been gone, would like to bring you Why Today Doesn't Suck. So, with more on that,
Back to you, Dan.
Here's Dan.
And the Hardline, who are broadcasting live from...
the studio.
Wow.
Hey now.
Hi, Hardline. Bob's back.
Hi, guys.
You feel better, Bob?
Much. And I, hopefully everyone is most pleased that they didn't have
more,
to...
Bob.
...be infected by me.
Was that question robotic?
What?
Grego's query.
I think you guys need to stop picking on Grego like
that. I'm not picking on him.
Oh, they'll never stop.
Just asking a question.
It'll never stop, Bob.
Sorry, Grego.
Don't be.
I'm pulling for you.
Is Reiner in his house?
No, he quit today.
Oh, okay. Well, then let's move on.
I'm just wondering how somebody gets a sick day around here.
Well,
I don't have any idea.
Bob makes sure he uses them all.
I asked for it and they fell for it. So, it was a good day to catch up on TiVo and find out that my baby ranks the people in our household. Number one, Mom. Number two, Dora the Explorer. And number three, Dad.
Hey, by the way,
I guarantee you there are a few others in there between Dora the Explorer and you.
There's no question.
Maybe you want to...
She likes the Dora the Explorer better than you, Bob?
I think so.
Maybe you want to spend more
and
than
I
5 minutes a week with her.
If you wanted to rank people in this world according to my daughter...
Yeah? You're not number one?
Not only am I not number one, her mother's not number one either. Her mother's well down the list, and I'm further down the list. In fact, I'm at or near the bottom.
Well, I don't think Madeline has been as exposed to as many humans as Jordan. Yet.
Very possible.
I was telling my wife about what you were saying yesterday, Reiner.
Which was what?
Your special time with your daughter.
Yeah.
Where you drive to drive her to school and
right.
She gives you a series of one-word
right.
answers and grunts.
Right.
Yeah. I was just saying how I am not looking forward to the day when my daughter is so put off by me, but I know she will be soon.
Yeah. Well, are you sure she's not now, Dan?
Well, she likes to hug my head right now. That's
I mean, everybody else just about is put off by you
yeah.
right now.
She doesn't know me well enough to be so yet.
As someone who overanalyzes life like I do, I think I might need to get over that problem before that stage sets in.
Just start ignoring
what
her
do
now.
You mean, get over it.
Or do like my dad. Well, just take off.
Get over my
overanalyze.
Like I'll overanalyze something, say my wife says, or you know, something that I don't know, just something in life, and I'll think about it for way too long. And I'm thinking the series of one-word answers from the teenage child.
Mm-hmm.
If you overanalyze it, you might think you know, you're the only dad in the world that happens.
Well,
to.
Well, no, I know that I'm not. First of all, and there's. The other thing is, there's one thing that keeps me going in this. I mean, one thing that just keeps me staying after it.
Playmakers?
What?
Drugs?
Yeah, playmakers. And that's that people tell me that there will come a day when I get her back.
Yeah?
That's what they tell me.
No, I think there's some truth to that.
People
Your
are usually
daughter
right.
adores you. No, she absolutely does. I saw her at that concert. This is nonsense.
Well, I don't think it's a adoration issue, Grego. I think I took great joy. I adored my dad, but when we would go somewhere when I was about that age, I would... I don't know if take great joy in it is the word, but
see, Reiner's not the average dad.
The one-word answer, that...
I mean, he has a very unique job and...
Does he?
Yeah.
He wasn't like Howard Stern's dad in Private Parts.
No. I guarantee you Jordan is around her friends bragging about him all the time.
Does she love Reiner?
And he knows that.
Does she love Reiner more than Big Dick loves Reiner, let's say?
I don't think Big Dick has much use for Reiner anymore, to be honest.
I don't think he does either.
How about more than Danny loves Reiner?
Because Reiner is always ripping his show.
I don't think Danny hates me.
No, I think they have a love bond that can't be broken by simple ripping of a show there, Grego.
I don't think so.
That goes That borders over into workouts.
Believe me, there's nobody around here that, loves me these days. Nobody.
Turley.
Except for Grooms, maybe.
Greg, Promotions Greg, is raising his hand. I don't know if he's hungry or if he's saying he loves you.
Yeah,
I
he's think hungry.
He loves you.
He's hungry.
Well, just remember, yeah,
there are still plenty of people who fear me, and that's okay. I'd rather be feared than loved.
Where are you guys at today?
United Rentals.
Ah.
Is Greg getting a forklift or anything?
No, I believe they're all still there.
Oops.
Well, where's the Matt Kenseth car? What happened to it?
Oh, wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
Did Matt take it and drive away?
Boy, Greg has a very guilty look on his face.
Uh-oh.
You have a Goodyear tire on your cheek there. You might want to wipe it off.
A roof flap on his belly. I don't know what that is.
Has he consumed a bobcat?
Well, today is October 21st.
Hey, we're short of chairlift out here.
And today, we go over some World Series this date in history, okay?
Cherry pickers missing.
World Series this date in history. This is the day in 1975 that Carlton Fisk waved his home run off the left field foul pole against the Reds.
Well, leave it to Bob Ryan and...
Who threw the pitch?
Oh,
don't say it wrong.
A Cincinnati Red.
Named?
Scott Scudder.
No.
Scooter Scudder.
Rob Dibble.
Scooter.
Bernie Carbo.
No.
Fred Lynn.
Bernie the Brewer.
George Foster.
No.
Johnny Bench.
No.
Who?
Go ahead, Ron.
Pat Darcy.
Well, that proves you guys are the hosts of Diamond Talk.
It was horrible the way Carlton Fisk showed up the entire Red squad with that huge celebration. And
well, I would have put one right in his ear the next
game. Hell yeah.
I agree.
Interesting that Philly Tom should pipe up, because on this date in 1980, the Phillies beat the Royals 4-1 to win their first World Series ever.
Mm-hmm.
Good was day. That a great day?
Great day.
With Pete Rose
Land.
Patrolling first base.
Who was the MVP of that series? Tom?
Tug McGraw?
Mr. Philly? Come on, Mr. Philly.
I believe he had, like, what, three saves in that series, at least?
What about Bake McBride?
Oh, his fro should have been awarded something.
The answer is no.
Is
you are
Carlton?
Not Mr. Philly. It was Mike Schmidt.
Don't remember.
About the only play I remember from that series, being 8-0, was a Mike Schmidt bare hand play across the diamond. That's all I remember.
That's how he got the MVP.
You don't remember the Amos Otis triple in Royal Stadium?
Again, I was probably playing with my Luke Skywalker action figure at that point.
Is that what you called it?
That was the series George Brett was
maybe you're messing around with what was it? What is it?
Dora the Explorer?
Yeah, Dora the Explorer. Maybe you're messing around with that.
I think that's marketed more to 1-year-olds than 8-year-olds, but perhaps.
On this day in 1990, Esther Canseco called Oakland A's manager Tony La Russa a punk for not starting Jose in the World Series.
Well, that always why that works
was not,
well.
I wonder why that was not discussed on the big road trip.
And on this day in 1997, frigid conditions resulted in a sloppy Game 3 of the World Series. The ninth inning was especially ugly, with the two teams combining for 11 runs, but the Marlins were able to come away with a 14-11 victory and a 2-1 lead over the Cleveland Indians. Now today's birthday.
Hey, wait a minute.
October 21st.
Well, let's see. 14-11, that put them up 2-1. And what was going on at the Wigwam that day?
Really, it's we're running late on time, and I'm trying to get it to today's birthday.
We're really not running late on time.
The P1s demand their spots.
It's time you want. It's since time it
was,
you have. Now,
since it was cold, did you put on your bison skin coat?
Were you happy enough to visit the casino?
Did your tears make a river?
Right, you were probably wrapped in fur since it was cold, right?
It was very cold that day, yes.
That means the...
it's snowing like a mother...
The coonskin vest with no shirt that normally was worn was modified somewhat,
huh? They had to go with the big bison skin coat.
I had to do some quick trading.
And I guess we must
have... barter.
Right, do a little fur trading?
Yeah.
And I guess we must have gone with some moccasin boots instead of just the regular... Low-cut moccasins?
Can't have toes exposed.
The ones that are tied up to the knee.
Did you down lots of fire water to drown your sorrow?
We performed a scalping later that night in frustration.
Good, good.
All right, today's birthdays. It is October 21st, and here at Susquehanna, we have intern Carlos, who we haven't seen in about 8 months.
He's making the big bucks now.
Is he still serious about the ticket, or is it just us he turned
back? I think he got a real job.
Did he? Where's he working?
Yeah, I don't think he's too serious about the ticket anymore.
SBC, I think.
He's the one that once said...
Oh, really?
Labia to... what's
right.
his name?
To Scooter Garner.
On the Frisco Rough Riders.
Well, certainly we have time to enjoy that, do we not?
He teed him up for that.
Yeah, he said something to him off the air.
Hold on. Last year, missing the entire season, recovering from torn labrum surgery in that shoulder. That left shoulder. That's the throwing shoulder.
Pipes.
Did I say labia? Labrum. Labrum. I'm usually pretty good at enunciating my words, Carlos.
It's genius.
You know, I'm really glad that you boys are amused by that because Corby and Danny thought nothing of it.
That's unbelievable.
They didn't think it was funny at all?
No, they didn't.
They were busy
They thought nothing
getting,
of it. Do you think that's funny, Grego?
I love that.
They were busy reading Robot Grego emails.
Did I say labia?
That's because if Corby and Danny didn't come up with it, it's not funny.
That's true.
That is true.
In their rush to be like Gordon.
George Bell is 44 elsewhere in the birthday world.
Wait a minute. What do you mean we played that the minute we got it? I thought that was hilarious.
No, you did not.
Are you out of your freaking mind?
That made its first appearance on the air on Sturm und Drang the next day.
Attention.
You're out of your head. That's one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my
labia?
Life. We all rushed in there. I think I dragged you in there to listen to it.
No, you did not drag you in there to listen to it.
Corby.
Where would you get on thinking I wouldn't think that? That's
Corby. You weren't
because you
terribly amused by it at the time.
You're thinking of some other human
Corby?
Being that's not amused.
If they didn't write it,
Corby said,
did I say labia?
Corby said, yeah, that's real great. Here's the overcusser.
Oh, he listen to that. He thinks it's funny now.
Did I say labia?
See? Play it again. I guarantee you I laugh.
But Anderson, goal. Last year, missing the entire season, really recovering from torn labrum surgery in that shoulder. That left shoulder, that's the throwing shoulder.
Cover Corby's mouth.
Did I say labia? Labrum. Labrum.
Oh, he's right.
I'm usually pretty good at enunciating. Well, Corby does no comedy.
Did I prove you wrong?
You know, the funny part of that's when
Did I say labia?
Hey, I'm usually pretty good at enunciating my words.
Yeah.
Like the joke was not going to be on him.
Anyway.
I hardly ever say labia.
I can never figure out how to work that into a broadcast.
Did I say labia?
I'm just happy Ryan's ended up here in the booth with me giving me that look.
Oh, believe me.
Good times.
What did Pipes Garner have to say about all that?
Did I say labia?
He got Carlos fired, that's all. Whitey Ford is 75.
He just wondered why Danny and Corby didn't think it was funny.
Usually I refer to him as meat curtains.
Whitey Ford, 75.
Yes.
As the chairman of the board there.
You think he has enough wins to make the Hall?
What do you have, like 30?
236 and 106. That's his...
It's a little light.
Career record.
Check what he did in the World Series.
I'd like to see a few more wins
out of
Whitey. You know
what? That was back when the World Series, anyone could get in there.
Oh, really?
Like three teams
in
Major League Baseball.
That's back when they had 16 teams, and you won your league, and then you went to the World Series.
Right, it's easy. No playoffs, no nothing.
Oh, right, yeah. When two teams,
am I right?
Then two teams went to the World Series, that's it.
Right. All you got to do is win one thing.
No Japanese players.
Right.
I mean, whereas eight teams qualified for the playoffs this year, only two did.
It's tougher to get in.
No, it's a lot tougher to get in back then. A lot.
Like 100 victories, but
and back then you had
300 World Series victories.
Back then you had 16 teams, and that's it.
And was
a lot less.
Once Whitey Ford got there, he had to get Hank Aaron and Eddie Matthews and Willie Mays out.
But was Whitey playing against the Koreans or the Thais or the Laotians back then?
No,
I believe Masanori Murakami was in the league back then.
I don't think so.
And Manny Moto.
What about the Laotian community? Were they represented at the time?
Mike Keenan is 54.
Flyer great.
You seen Kill Bill yet, Corby?
No, not yet. I saw School of Rock, though, this weekend.
Good.
Barbie? Wow. Did you see it yet, Dan?
No.
I heard that Kill Bill is the stupidest movie ever put on film.
We're talking about School of Rock, coming from someone who thought Pulp Fiction was stupid. I would expect that out of you, Gregor.
Exactly.
Yeah, School of Rock.
He walked out of Pulp Fiction.
Exactly.
I'll go see
How did
Kill
it
Bill
end? I don't know.
What do you give it, Corby? B plus?
I saw it.
Oh, damn it.
Well, how was it? Guy?
I gave it an A minus.
You gave it an A minus? Why?
I gave it an A minus.
What for? I mean, what was your reason?
I gave it an A minus because a lot of people gave it a B plus, and I wanted to give it a little more because I thought it was a little bit better.
Okay.
I gave it a B plus, but then I changed to an A minus.
I wish you would have replaced Gene Siskel. I wish you would have been that guy sitting
there. So is it an A minus or a B plus?
Well, I gave it a B plus.
Whipping Roper.
Well, I thought you said an A minus.
Well, I did give it an A minus, but then I gave it a B plus because there are a lot of people giving it an A minus. I wanted to balance it out, so I gave it a B plus.
Did I say labia?
Did you hear who I saw on the airplane, indie film guy?
Labia?
Or this is an indie film guy, is it?
He's not here.
No, I'm sorry. Did you hear who I saw on the plane?
Would not go see School of Rock.
Who?
Herschel Walker.
Mm. For real?
Yeah.
You did?
Yep.
We'll see you in the aisle.
Oh.
What am I doing?
And here's Herschel to talk about his flight with a very sick Bob Sturm.
How you doing?
Hi, Herschel.
How you doing?
We had a good time the other day, huh?
Yeah, good time.
Did you...
sound like Rochester, Herschel. What's wrong?
No, I don't.
Okay. You sound better now.
A lot of difference between me and Rochester.
Maybe he's out of breath.
Did all those chunks of Bob vomit off of you, Herschel?
No, he wasn't on the same flight.
Well, what was the matter with you that day?
Would you see him on the airport?
On the airport?
On the airport, like on top of it?
Godzilla or something?
Doing sit-ups?
In the aisle.
No, he was performing no calisthenics at all.
So is he sitting in first class?
Yes.
Were you sitting in first class?
Eating a chocolate sundae?
No.
You weren't?
No.
Wow.
You know, I've been in first class one time in my life with Dan going to New York.
That was great. We got so wasted.
Well, that's one more time than I've ever been.
Okay, Grego.
Give me a break.
I can disprove that in court.
Did I say labia?
Steve Cropper is 62.
Just remember, Grego, we know some of the people you know.
All right, I got to go.
See you, Herschel. Good luck on the push-up.
The
door already closed.
Steve Cropper was in the Blues Brothers band.
Yes.
And he was in Booger T and the MGs.
Yes, Booger T and the MGs.
That's right, he plays the Telecaster.
Patty Davis Reagan is 51.
She was naked in Playboy.
Yeah.
Carrie Fisher is 47.
Speaking of Blues Brothers.
Our wheels have fallen off, but Princess Leia, good times.
Have you seen that Carrie Fisher interview show? Her wheels have flown.
It's very vague.
What's it called?
I don't know. It's the Carrie Fisher interview or something. It's on...
She was trying to blow up Jake and Elwood.
It's called that Carrie Fisher interview or something?
I don't know, dude.
It's an odd day, man.
So she's had it now?
Yeah, she looks about 60.
Yeah, she's torn up.
And she's only like 44, 45.
Or actually 47 that I had just mentioned a minute ago.
But when Jabba held her hostage, good times.
Yep.
Manfred Mann is 63.
Earth Band.
Beating.
And now here's some spares.
Wisconsin and...
Wisconsin.
Nice. Oh,
Grego's joined,
Right.
Nice. Wisconsin and...
How did you say Wisconsin and...
Just screwed up. I've been hearing it so much that it was in my mind. Wisconsin and...
Damon Bailey is 32.
Damon?
That was Mr. Basketball in Indiana.
Wasn't he recruited as a junior high kid or something?
Bob Knight. Has told us he regrets visiting an eighth grader playing basketball.
Does he?
I thought,
good point.
That wasn't a bad idea, Bob Knight. You just didn't realize what a genius you were at the time.
That's what I told him.
Stanley Richard is 36.
That's the fastball I threw him.
Sheriff.
The sheriff is right. Thank you, Corby.
Sheriff Near.
Corby?
Leave it to Corby to help us with Longhorns knowledge. Well done. Bill Russell, 55.
Snake.
Dodgers.
Dodgers is correct.
Celtics.
Incorrect.
No.
Franklin Russell, Stubbs Davey is 43. Lopes.
Another former Dodger great as well as a former Brewer great.
And Tommy Tolles is 37.
Former Brewer great, huh?
Yeah, so what was it like the day he was traded or moved on in whatever way he did?
He had an incredibly nondescript Brewer career, and I don't even believe the suspenders nor the beer stein were in order.
Born of course, on this, the hat was in place already, though, right?
With a little feather?
Right.
Yeah. Born on this day, now dead, Dizzy Gillespie. He's the ballooning cheeks guy you were thinking of, Tom.
And when things really got good for the Brewers, you'd get one of those horns out, right? To kind of drag the ground and...
Either that or the...
Get it up in the air and go...
Either that or the very... The very spirited yodel was always a possibility as well.
And then you get beer barrel polka going and...
And dead on this day, still dead, Jack Kerouac and John T. Scopes.
Oh, the Scopes Monkey Trial. Yeah.
Yes. And Tyler?
Dayton, Tennessee.
And that's why today doesn't suck.
Wisconsin.
So why does Tyler have a place here and Carlos doesn't?
Carlos could have one, but he started thinking, you know, I might want to make some money somewhere in my life.
Carlos is on the fast track, although I did see him the morning of OU Texas at a bar at 10 a.m. drinking beer.
That's a real fast tracker.
He's not sure if he wants to make money or get really drunk. He's still sorting through that.
Well, he's like 22.
Well, become a bartender. Does he realize you can do both?
Yeah, become a bartender and do both.
Look at Danny.
Well.
So he's made his decision, hadn't he?
Tyler has yet to navigate to that fork in the road. He's still thinking, do I want to... continue as an intern or play video games?
Well, he needs to make a little more money for more plastic surgery.
Well, that's Fun and Yucks Corby. Listen for more of him next on The Ticket.